And this is Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're continuing our preview of the 2023 high school football season, talking now with Sherrard head coach Brandon Johnston, and entering year three for you. And we were talking a little bit before we were starting, kind of the numbers you've seen grow in this program from your first year at Sherrard to now year three. And I know a lot of returning pieces for this team heading into 2023. So how different has the preparation preseason been in year three as it was in years one and two?
Yeah, the big thing for us is the numbers. I think year one we had 33, year two we had 41, and right now we're sitting at 48 or 49 this year. So still not where we expect for our program, but 15-20% increase on our roster size each of the last couple of years. So we're certainly trending the right way. Where we're at preseason wise, obviously we're ahead of where we were at this time a year ago. When last year we had four seniors, I think. So, most of these kids that are playing this year saw pretty significant time last year. So certainly ahead of the game, but, obviously we didn't have a great season last year. So, we're not trying to advance too far with these kids either. We're just trying to get a lot better at the things that we really want to be good at.
Well, talking about, last season, a 1-8 record, well, if you just look at that, like on paper, you say, well, it was a pretty bad year, right? But I think if you look closer at kind of like the peripheral stats, as they say, the scores, especially games in the fourth quarter, I think, seven of the nine were kind of, games in the fourth quarter for you a year ago. So as you enter this year coming off a year like that, is there like maybe a little bit of a different feel, a little bit higher expectations in 2023?
Yeah, for sure. We sat down with our kids last December or so, I think, and just kind of asked them their mindset. Sat down with our kids that are returning this year, and they themselves have pretty high expectations, and that started 8-9 months ago. So we certainly share those expectations with our kids, but we also kind of approach the offseason with the understanding that we had a long ways to go to get to the goals that those kids had and that our coaching staff shares. So we had a really good offseason. That's what our kids needed for sure. So, I think we're on the right track. What that means when it comes down to wins and losses, who knows? And I never say a number because I just don't know. There's too many what ifs and for most small schools, I think probably the biggest thing is health. So, some things that we can't control. So, I think our kids are certainly on the right path to hopefully meeting most, if not maybe all of their goals that they set out to try to accomplish this year.
I think something like nine returning starters on both offense and defense for you coming into this season. And I know for you, especially on the offensive side, I think a lot of most of the production, I should say, from like your skill positions is back. I know Holland Anderson had a good year as a quarterback last year, and then Carter Brown had a great freshman year on the football field and then into the basketball court too, of course. So talk a little bit about that group. I think that's probably kind of the strongest group you have back, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our skill position players, we returned a gigantic chunk of our production from last year. Certainly, of course, the group that we feel most comfortable with, but obviously it starts up front with our offensive and defensive lines. We lost a couple really good senior linemen last year. Walker Anderson was an all conference player for us. He'll be sorely missed for sure. And then Riley Zip was our other senior lineman last year, but we unfortunately lost him to injury week two. So we were forced pretty quickly to try to find a replacement for Zip. But obviously Walker, that one's going to be tough to replace. But we also feel like as a collective group on both sides of the ball that we're going to be better this year. That's the hope, at least, is be better up front on both sides of the ball, because that was certainly our weakness last year, was our overall offensive and defensive line play.
So, this season, as you enter 2023 with that kind of returning familiarity with, as we said, nine starters on both sides of the ball, what are some of the things, both offensively and defensively, you want to really try and maybe establish early in the season?
Yeah, offensively, we feel like we've got a lot of weapons, and we want to be pretty diverse, getting the ball to all of those guys. Obviously, Carter's probably the name that most people know and remember from last year, and you know, statistically certainly had our best year last year, obviously with Holland as well at quarterback. But we feel like we've got 6-7 guys that we can get the ball to realistically. And, you know, if teams want to try to take away Carter like they tried to do last year with some double teams, then we feel really confident in our group. Again, a lot of guys that came back from last year's team that we know are going to be able to produce for us. Defensively, we got to be more physical, and we've got to be able to tackle better and stop the run. Probably the biggest thing I think last year that we struggled with was stopping big physical running football teams. And you know, we know that teams last year, when it came down to it, in close situations, they could just run the ball on us, and we really didn't have a great answer consistently enough, at least. So you know, strength in the offseason has been a huge you know, point of emphasis for us as well. But certainly stopping the run defensively has got to be much improved from last year.
And we talked about the numbers increasing, you know, a little bit earlier, but I think that probably means you maybe have got some kids to come back out who weren't playing, you know, in the past year or two. So is there a couple of kids like that maybe that you're looking to get some production from?
Yeah, Sam Crownover's playing for us this year. We think he's going to play significant time on both sides of the ball for us. Brody Bender's another new name for us, that the awesome kid that we're fortunate to have around this year. Nate Covey's another guy that could see some time on the defensive line. But there's several, you know, like you said, with increasing numbers, we've got a lot of guys that we're still trying to get a good look at as well. So, but certainly a few that we think will contribute for sure.
And when you just kind of look at your schedule, I think you go Kewanee, Newman, Warrensburg, Latham, and then just kind of the conference opponents the rest of the way. What do you think of the 2023 schedule, just kind of overall looking ahead?
Yeah, it's this conference, it's always going to be a tough schedule. You know, we've got the crossover games and then, you know, the trip down to Warrensburg, Latham, that's 2.5 hours away. You know, we've got the Newman game on a Saturday night, and obviously we open with a really good Kewanee program. That's on the right track, I think, with what they've been doing the last several years as well. So we told our kids, again, back in December, January, we've got to be ready to roll week one. We know we've got a really strong opponent week one, and we haven't really looked too far past that. But, again, just top to bottom looking at it collectively, we know we've got a pretty competitive schedule, and it's going to be, you know, week in and week out, we know we're going to have to play our best to have a chance to win.
And when you look at kind of just Sherrard Athletics on the boys' side of things, I think that right now there's a lot of momentum building. I think that's something that a lot of people have been talking about. You look at the successful postseason run the baseball program had, the boys basketball program took, you know, big steps forward in the winter. And I think, you know, last year, like we said, even with the 1-8 record, the football program took a big step forward. And I think people are expecting that another big step forward this year. So just kind of being around Sherrard Athletics, how does it feel right now? Pretty exciting?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of really, really good things going for us, I think. You know, the support is probably second to none, and I mean that sincerely. From a football perspective, I could understand if we didn't have many people in the stands, you know, 0-9, 1-8, but that is absolutely not the case. You know, so we've got support from our fans, our community. We're starting to increase our numbers. We've got a big senior class this year. So, you know, a lot of things going well for us. I'm a big believer that success breeds success, and not just in one sport, but, hopefully we can carry that over. You know, a successful basketball and baseball season, hopefully we can carry that over and build on some more success in our football season this year.
All right, and for a successful 2023 on the football field for the Sherrard Tigers, what are some of the most important things that are going to have to happen?
Yeah, again, I touched on it earlier, kind of the diversity on offense. We feel like that's maybe one of our biggest strengths, is being able to get the ball to a lot of different people that can make plays for us. So continuing to be diverse offensively, making consistent stops against the run defensively, putting teams in third and long situations, which honestly we just didn't really put enough teams in enough of those situations last year. Then we've given ourselves a chance at that point. So and then obviously with where we're at as a program, we put ourselves in position to have a chance at winning most of our games last year in the fourth quarter, but now we've got to find ways to win those games. So, you know, hopefully we can get things flipped around here a little bit more this year.
That's Sherrard football coach Brandon Johnston joining us as the Tigers getting set for the 2023 season. Coach Johnston, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you Friday night.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.